The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Tell you next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft beer and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I can speak for my decision. I don't think, you know, Russ or anything like that had anything to do with, like, my decision of not showing up or showing up. I just think it's a new culture. It's a new staff. And, you know, as a leader, as one of the leaders on the team, I feel like it's important to show up, be present, and to start building the camaraderie.
Yeah, there's Justin Simmons. We talk about the Russell Wilson effect. Mark Schlereth back, everybody. Are we also looking at 100% participation in the offseason program? We won't have veterans kind of wandering in, wandering out. Hey, I'll see you in June or July, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think there's a natural excitement here, and I think you know, Justin spoke to it. It's a new coaching staff. You got new individual coaches, new position coaches. You know, you want to get back together, and let's face it. You've been in this state of suckitude for 6 years, 5 years with coaches that just, come on, don't really inspire a lot of energy from the organization. Are you excited about finally having the potential to compete in this division?
Yes, but during that time of suckitude, your word...
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like your leaders? Wouldn't you like your veterans? All hands on deck to be there during the off season to lead the way and change the culture?
Sure.
And why now is it? Is it cool to be there, or I need to be there?
Well, I think,
why not before?
I think
you were really needed.
Right. Yeah, when you were really needed, and I think a lot of that goes to the excitement with what's going on upstairs that you're excited about. And I think that's one of the reasons. Hey, man, honestly, and this is not a bash. This is just reality. One of the reasons Vaughn's not here. One of the reasons.
What do you mean? Explain that.
Because he's one of those guys that is, you know, I mean, he's just so good that he's like, you know, whatever. And I think, you know, when people were going, hey, Vaughn's a free agent, he loves the Broncos, did you think they were going to re-sign him? Absolutely not. And it wasn't even about how much money he was going to command. It really had nothing to do with that for me. It had to do with, it's time to move on, because that style of player or leadership or lack thereof did not work for us. And Vaughn's an exceptional. He's an exceptional teammate. He's an exceptional guy. He doesn't want to be the dude that runs. You know what? Vaughn loves playing in, you know, he loved playing in Los Angeles, where Aaron Donald takes that pressure off you. Where he loved playing here when DeMarcus Ware took that pressure off you. There's a new pressure. It's a good pressure. Good for them.
Next on the Morning Brew.
In the air, deep right center field. And this one is caught. Randall Pritchett takes a three-run home run from Corey Seager.
AT&T Sportsnet there on the call. A catch by Grichuk that was so impressive. Russell Wilson himself tweeted about it. What a great catch it was. Rockies, 4-1. Okay, we've been down this path before. These early season fast starts, we know what they lead to. June swoons. But Mark, does that keep you from getting sucked into this 4-1 start? Or are you all on board?
Well, I'm on board.
Of course,
I'm watching the Rockies
every
day. Enjoy
it for as long as we can.
Right? I mean, I tell you what, the business model's working.
Really? The business model?
Yeah.
What's that? What is the plan? What is the model?
Are they the number one attended baseball team in baseball for their first three home games? They were 48,000 per. I mean,
The model works.
The model works.
The model works, right?
That's right.
Come to the stadium. Look at the guys in purple. Have a beer and a hot dog. Hang out at McGregor Square. It's beautiful down there. And they got the model. The model's going on.
Hey, look, I'm not a fan of Dick Monfort. I don't like the way he runs things. I don't think he's really obsessed with winning. But I have absolutely no problem at all with the players, the coaches, Buddy Black. Can't root for them enough. Not their problem. Hey, so good you know for what? Them, I'm gonna enjoy it for as long as it lasts.
You know what we're gonna have to do?
What's that?
We may, if this continues, we may have to change this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Good point. That doesn't fit right now.
Right now, this is not.
This is not.
This is not a good Bud Black theme
this
song.
This is not 4-1.
No.
This
is not a 4-1 song. This is a 1-4 song.
This is. I mean, we need happy songs.
Do we
might need to change the Bud Black song to a happy song for at least a while.
I think I would like to propose right now on the show that you guys text in, we need a happy song we need to do it while we have it.
Exactly.
Right?
Put this one aside.
Save
for June.
Save this one for June. And we need to come up with a new Bud Black song.
I like it. At least a temporary one.
It's
sure.
Like, what is that called? Decree? You decree?
That's you've decreed.
Yeah. Okay.
Next on The Morning Bro.
If I had to take a guess, I would go Joel Embiid, DeMar DeRozan, Ja Morant for me. Those are my top three, and I'll probably go Joel. If Jokic, you could throw Jokic in there, but I'll probably go Joel. I mean, there's so many great players playing at a high level, man. So, like I said the other day, league's in a great place.
Kevin Durant. Didn't even put... All right. Am I going to get upset?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get upset because...
He's not in your top four, Kevin. Unbelievable.
So
it's not, but no, you know what? It's not unbelievable.
It's not, but okay. But again, who cares? Who cares what Kevin Durant thinks? What matters is who votes. And the early returns on NBA, the awards of Vote Tracker are very encouraging for Nikola Jokic. Of the 36 first place votes that have already been accounted for, Nikola Jokic has 26 of the 36.
Take that for data.
All right. So it's already starting to
be a landslide.
Turn into a runaway.
Good.
And by the way, just if in case you're curious, some prominent people that you might know of who are voting for Nikola Jokic. Mike Singer from the Denver Post. Good job. Jalen Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Greenberg.
Greeny.
Bill Simmons. All voting for Nikola Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
I like you a lot.
See, anybody else that we may know of? Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer. Let's see. Anybody else? So those are some of the prominent names. Doris Burke from ESPN voted for Nikola Jokic. Way to go, Doris.
Friend of the show. We never had Doris on, but I'm sure she's a friend of the show.
That'll do it. She's an FOS. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.